In his own shadow, he is seated in the first darkness of his body, sitting in the lighter dark of the room. The greater light of day behind him, beyond the windows, where time is the country. His body throws two shadows, one onto the table and the piece of paper before him, and one onto his mind. One makes it difficult for him to see the words he's written and crossed out on the paper. The other keeps him from recognizing another master than death. He squints. He reads. Does the first light hide inside the first dark? He reads. While all bodies share the same fate, all voices do not.